Raptors Celtics massive game tonight. Here's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, bud.
Hello.
Well, we were just talking about, before we get to this game, Zion Williamson and how the term unicorn gets thrown around a lot these days, but this guy is a freak. I haven't seen anything like this. 6'7", 285. I think he might be closer to 300. But he can jump out of the gym. He's got a shot. He's got vision. Does the body type, though, does it scare you? Is it fair to even be concerned about that?
Well, he's kind of like a cross between LeBron James and Charles Barkley. You know, just that level of raw explosiveness and athleticism. Obviously, the skill sets that those guys had at that age and what he has at this age are different. But nonetheless, he's a pretty fascinating prospect. And it should be a lot of fun to watch his growth as a player. And, you know, I heard you mentioning about, you know, RJ and him. And obviously, I think a lot comes down to beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Who has the first pick? Who has the second pick? All that kind of stuff. And what kind of year they truly have between now and the end of March. So, but obviously both of these guys, RJ Barrett and Zion, are fabulous prospects, and it should be just a fun ride watching these guys.
Jack, we were talking about Markel Fultz and his ordeal at the line, and it's kind of ugly to watch. It's actually really ugly to watch. As a former coach, what do you do with that? Because that's awful looking. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I think right now, mechanically, he's messed up. And obviously, not only his mechanics, but I just think from a confidence standpoint, in terms of when he gets there, you know, you're kind of out there in the open. You're the only guy. The entire gym is watching you. You know, I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself as well. So, needless to say, I think, you know, they're spending time with him. I know the shooting coach there, John Townsend, who used to actually be with the Raptors, a real very respected shooting coach, and I know they're spending a lot of time on him trying to help him, but it's a tough situation to be in, particularly a young player being the first pick and so much hype involved. Needless to say, it puts the pressure that much more on him.
Raps in Boston tonight, massive platform game for both teams. They've already met once. We know how the Raptors played, and the Raps have matched up really well with Boston the past few years. And it sounds like they're sending their heater lineup. They're in Chicago tomorrow night. Kawhi's going tonight. Ibaka's going. Danny Green's going. What do the Raptors need to do tonight to continue their success against this team?
Well, number one, they got to play a lot better than the way they played the last two games. They did not play really well with any consistency. They had stretches where they were brilliant, but no degree of consistency. You're on the road. You're playing a really good team that hasn't gotten off to a great start yet, but we know from a talent perspective, you look around the NBA, 1 through 10, they might be the most talented team 1 through 10 in the NBA. So when they finally hit their stride, they're going to be super dangerous. You know, you beat them a few weeks ago. You know, you're going to get their full attention tonight. And if you play the way you did the last two games, you're not going to win. If you play the way you've been playing overall and play with a higher degree of consistency, you're going to give yourself a chance. Obviously, Raptors have not shot the ball well the last few games. That's going to be an important factor on the road, some of those shots that you get. Number two, you know, the defense has had some critical breakdowns in big moments. You saw that on Wednesday night against Detroit. Again, just nothing overly dramatic, but everything's just got to be tightened up. The screws got to be tightened. They got to be a lot better in terms of shot selection, ball protection. Then they turn the ball over 20 times against Detroit. You can't do that and expect to win. So just in general, I think in all facets, phases of the game, they got to play better.
With Jack Armstrong, and a couple of those turnovers were courtesy of Kawhi late in that game a couple of nights ago, including literally booting the ball out of bounds with about 5 seconds left to play coming out of a timeout. And I know you heard Casey's comments before the game where he said he doesn't see many changes. They're playing this, you know, a lot of the same stuff, throwing out a lot of the same playbook that he was throwing out for years. And I found that kind of interesting that coming out of a timeout, it was almost as if let's set up an isolation instead of DeMar, it's Kawhi. Didn't work out for him. But they haven't really had a ton of opportunities because they've been blowing teams out for the most part when they were on those winning streaks. When it comes to closing games out, do you expect Kawhi to be in those positions? Do you expect it to be in his hands the majority of the time? Or do you think Nick Nurse will move the ball around a little bit more?
Well, I think they learn from I'm sure they're going to learn from what happened the other night. And definitely it'll be one of those scenarios where, you look at the movement. I think there's got to be more movement before he touches it. You got to get the defense moving around. So then when he does catch it, he's in a positive position on the catch to put the defense at a disadvantage. So to me, I think that's critical. I thought that, if he gets the ball early in the clock and it's just bounce, 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 the defense just loads up on him. Plus, they didn't have a lot of shooting around them. And, and think about it. That turnover he had, it's the first time in his professional career with under 10 seconds left. And he's been in a lot of situations where he's had the ball to win a game. And that's the only first time he's ever turned the ball over in his career. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, the guy's a great player. I'm sure on the back end of late-game situations, he's going to see the ball. But I think the variety in which he sees it has to be different, and I'm sure will be different.
Raptors, Celtics tonight. They're in Chicago tomorrow night. Should be a fun weekend. Enjoy it, Jack. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, bro. Have a good night, buddy.
There you go. It's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst.